SpaceX had a remarkable operational night on Friday. Two Falcon 9 rockets launched from opposite coasts of the United States within 38 minutes of each other. One carrying a classified Space Force payload from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, the other deploying a Globalstar communications satellite from Cape Canaveral in Florida. This is routine in the sense that SpaceX now operates with an industrial cadence that makes simultaneous multi-mission launches logistically achievable. It is not routine in the historical sense. No launch operator in history had ever pulled this off before SpaceX started doing it.
The classified Space Force mission is the one that draws scrutiny. We know almost nothing about what was on it, the orbit insertion parameters, the payload mass, even the mission designation are all withheld. But Space Force has been rapidly expanding its low orbit surveillance and communications architecture, and this mission almost certainly fits into that program.
The Globalstar deployment is more publicly legible. Globalstar provides the satellite infrastructure for Apple's emergency SOS via satellite feature, the capability that lets iPhone users send distress messages from locations with no cell coverage. Adding capacity to that constellation has direct consumer implications, potentially extending geographic coverage and improving message latency for emergency services.
Hurricane Lala making landfall near Hawaii's Big Island is a story that combines the immediate human cost, one person dead, thousands without power, with a longer-term question about Pacific hurricane frequency. Lala formed unusually late in the season and tracked unusually far north before curving toward the islands. Pacific hurricane activity near Hawaii is historically rare, which is part of why the infrastructure and emergency preparedness frameworks on the Big Island weren't designed for a direct hit scenario.
The meteorological record going back to reliable satellite data in the 1970s shows that direct landfalls or near misses on the Hawaiian Islands have become measurably more frequent over the past 15 years. The sea surface temperature anomalies in the Central Pacific, which fuel hurricane intensification, have been running persistently warm in ways that expand the historically hospitable zone for these systems.
And then there's the story that has been generating the most social media traffic of the weekend, which is the Pentagon investigation into triangle-shaped UFO videos that the Air Force allegedly withheld from oversight bodies. The All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, is conducting the investigation. The specific allegation is that Air Force personnel captured video footage of triangular craft exhibiting flight characteristics inconsistent with known aircraft designs, and that chain of command decisions kept that footage from reaching the congressional oversight offices mandated by the 2022 and 2023 UAP disclosure laws.
The institutional dynamics here are worth explaining. AARO was created precisely because previous UAP reporting structures allowed the individual services to sit on data that wasn't getting aggregated or analyzed at the national level. If the allegation about the Air Force is accurate, it suggests that the information compartmentalization problem that motivated AARO's creation hasn't been fully solved by creating AARO.
The rational interpretation of triangular craft sightings that I always come back to is the possibility of classified domestic programs, the U.S. or allied nations testing aircraft designs that haven't been publicly acknowledged. The B-2 was classified for years before it was revealed. There's a credible, non-exotic explanation that's still fascinating from a national security standpoint without needing to invoke non-human origin. But the fact that these videos were allegedly withheld from legal oversight processes is the part that deserves congressional attention, regardless of what the objects actually are.